Sagt der Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Pesachim, Perig Yud, Mishnah Zayin, Mazguloi Kai Shlishi, we're up to the third Kais. They pour the third Kais for him, Mevarech al Mazaynai, he now makes Berchas HaMazayin. Afterwards, Revi, we have a fourth cup, and Goymer Olav as a Hal, we now finish the Hal. Remember, we didn't finish the whole Halel before the Suda, because we wanted to make sure the children don't fall asleep before the time comes to eat the Matzah. We don't just say Hal, Va'omer Olav Birchas Hashir. What's called Birchas Hashir? Some say Nishmas Kol Chai, some say Yalucha Hashem Kol Masecha. Our minig, says the Batanura, is to say both. Bein HaKaisis Halalu, between these Kaisais. The Rishbam says this means between the first two cups and the last two cups. Imberoit Salishtais, if he wants to drink, Yishta, he can drink. Aren't we concerned that he may get shikr? Well, wine during the Suda doesn't make you shikr. That's what the Gemara says. The Tiferes Yisrael explains, of course, with a limit. If a person drinks enough wine, he'll become shikr even during the Suda. But just to have a drink, we're not so scared, he's going to become shikr, because you don't become shikr so fast during the Suda. Bein Shlishi L'Revi, but between the third and fourth Kais, Lo Yishta, you can't drink wine. He's going to become drunk, and he won't be able to finish the Agada. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned. They pour the third Kais for him, he makes Birchas HaMazon. They pour the fourth Kais, he finishes Halel and Birchas Hashir, which is either Nishmas Kol Chai or Yahalucha Hashem Kol Masecha. Our minhag is to say both. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, between the third and fourth Kais, he should not drink, because we're scared. This is already after the meal. You become shikr much quicker. And what if he becomes shikr and he won't finish the Haggadah? What about between the first and second Kais? Could he drink then? That's really before the Suda, so l'chayr he could become shikr. Actually, it's a machlekes rishayna. But the Mishnah Berurah points out a different problem. Even if you would hold that you're allowed to drink between the first and second kais, for those of us that paskin like the Ramah, that for each of the four kaises we make a separate bayre pri hagafen, if he's going to drink between the first and second kais, and he didn't have in mind by Kiddush that that bayre pri hagafen should work for any wine he wants to drink in the middle, he's going to have to make another bayre pri hagafen. That means someone sitting by the seder is going to say, oh, my host has five kaises. I'm telling you, five times he made a bayre pri hagafen and he drank. And that's a problem, because it looks like he's adding on to the kaises. So besides the fact that there's a machloikis, whether or not it's permissible to start with the drink between the first and second kais, you would have a problem with the bayre pri hagafen making it look like a fifth kais, even if you held you were allowed to. In any event, everyone agrees between the second and third kais you can drink, because then you're in the middle of the Suda. Between the third and the fourth, he should not drink any additional wine.